Benefits of solitude for personal growth. Many people today feel pressured to constantly engage socially and prioritize work, leaving little time for themselves. However, spending time alone can significantly enhance both creativity and self-awareness. Alone time allows you to explore your true identity. When you're by yourself, away from external influences, you can deeply understand your values and beliefs. This introspection is crucial for discovering important aspects of your personality that may otherwise go unnoticed. For instance, the well-known writer Henry David Thoreau spent over 2 years living alone in the woods near Walden Pond. During this period, he reevaluated his principles and those of society, which inspired his influential book Walden, published in 1854. Dedicating time to solitude can also boost creativity. Many creative individuals across different fields have credited moments of solitude as key to their innovative ideas and projects. Importance of solitude for creativity. Virginia Woolf, a respected writer, believed that spending time alone was crucial for creativity. In her book from 1929, A Room of One's Own, she noted how the lack of solitude was connected to the small number of female writers at that time. Woolf argued that women had talent and intelligence but lacked the necessary alone time to nurture their creativity. Another example is Greta Garbo, a famous actress who retired at 35 after starring in 28 movies. She chose to live a simple and solitary life, balancing it with an active social life. By giving herself plenty of alone time, Garbo found peace and could explore her creativity. Remember to schedule some alone time for yourself. It can bring you the joys of solitude and boost your creativity. Solitary nature connection. Discovering the joys of being alone can be fulfilling, especially through a deep bond with nature. If you're wondering how to find this peaceful solitude, one of the best ways is to leave the city and explore nature. When you immerse yourself in natural surroundings, you can feel connected to the world around you. It's important to be truly alone during this time, as even bringing your dog can be a distraction. When you are completely by yourself and focus on the natural environment, you can start to feel a unity with nature. This connection is a beautiful and almost magical experience. Writers like Thoreau have described similar feelings when seeking solitude away from society's pressures. Many people describe a special experience called transcendence, where they connect with something beyond their usual thoughts. Some find spirituality in this, while others just feel happy. But one thing is clear: to truly reach this state, being alone is essential. In the past, both monks and knights spent time alone before starting their important roles. This alone time, known as a vigil, helped them prepare mentally and spiritually. Another example comes from Australia, where young Aboriginals go on a 6-month solo journey called a walkabout. This tradition helps them prepare for adulthood by experiencing solitude and self-discovery. Despite these benefits, some view being alone as selfish or even dangerous. The misunderstanding of solitude in modern society. People who appreciate being alone often face criticism. While it's fine for someone to take a solo hike or isolate themselves briefly for a project, those who prefer solitude as a lifestyle choice are often judged negatively. This reaction is odd considering how much our society values individuality. People are celebrated for expressing their uniqueness through fashion, lifestyle choices, tattoos, and other personal changes. Yet, choosing to live a solitary life can be seen as suspicious or threatening. If we adopt individuality, why do we find it strange when someone seeks self-discovery through solitude? Our evolutionary history might explain this. Negative attitudes toward solitude. Philip Koch, a philosophy professor, studied people's negative reactions to being alone in his book Solitude. He discovered that feelings like social anxiety and distrust often arise when people are solitary. This is because, throughout human history, success has been linked to being with others, making solitude seem unnatural. Some believe that choosing to be alone is abnormal or harmful, likely because psychological research shows that good relationships are crucial for happiness. However, if this were universally true, those who prefer solitude wouldn't be happy. There's also a tendency to think that someone who isolates themselves is at risk. If they get hurt, who will be there to help them? These viewpoints create an unfair stigma against solitude. If someone values their alone time, they should adopt it. Your happiness shouldn't be dictated by societal norms. If you want to be alone, go ahead. Overcome fear of solitude. To be comfortable alone, It's crucial to confront and conquer any fears you have about being by yourself. Whether you're curious about living alone or adjusting to solitude after losing a partner, there are steps you can take to feel more at ease. Start by recognizing any fears you might have about being alone. Sometimes, when we say we want alone time but struggle to enjoy it, it could be because we're secretly afraid of solitude. This fear might even lead to feeling upset or jealous when others find happiness in being alone. You can overcome these fears by gradually spending more time alone to see how it feels. For instance, instead of rushing through a shower, try taking a bath and consciously focus on being by yourself. You can also practice being alone while you're in public places like stores or on public transportation. It's important to understand that being alone isn't dangerous or frightening. History shows us that it's good for our well-being. Solitary living promotes well-being. Anthony the Great pioneered solitary living and spent 20 years in isolation. When he returned to society, he was in good mental and physical health. His lifestyle inspired many followers. Similarly, Jetsunma Tenzin Palmo, a British-born Tibetan Buddhist nun, lived alone in a cave from 1976 for 12 years. She remained healthy and open to others during this time. Once you conquer your fears, you can explore different ways to enjoy your solitude. Maximize solitude in your schedule. If you've come to appreciate the benefits of spending time alone, you might worry about finding space for it in your busy life. However, there are simple ways to make more room for solitude. One easy method is to devote more time to solitary activities you already enjoy. While activities like reading, watching movies, or listening to music are commonly seen as important solo pursuits, they often keep us engaged with someone else's creation. These activities are valuable and enjoyable, but it's important to recognize that when we're absorbed in someone else's writing or music, we're not truly alone. A good way to find happiness without spending any money is to take solitary walks in nature. These walks give you time to think, connect with nature, and feel more comfortable being alone. Running is another way to become more connected with your body, mind, and nature. You can turn running into a type of meditation that helps you learn more about yourself and feel fulfilled. You might want to go on a solo adventure when you feel ready for more alone time. Choose a trip that challenges you but that you can handle alone. For example, this could be a simple camping trip, a boating adventure, or a visit to a foreign country on your own. Think about what you would enjoy and what is possible for you. Whatever you choose, spending time alone can help you feel fulfilled and learn from your own experiences. Enjoy solitude and childhood memories. Remember back to when you were young and could entertain yourself for hours using just your imagination? Turns out, the happiness we find in being alone can be linked to those moments from childhood, which often slip away as we grow older. Psychologist Donald Winnicott explains that our ability to enjoy solitude as adults traces back to infancy. When our basic needs were met by our parents, we felt secure enough to explore and be content on our own. However, as we mature and face the demands of school and social life, we often lose that feeling of safety and the ability to enjoy being alone. Regain safe alone time through active imagination. To reclaim our alone time, we can learn how to engage with our active imagination and daydreaming. Active imagination, also known as reverie, was used by psychoanalyst Carl Jung to explore his subconscious mind. He spent time alone daydreaming, reflecting on memories and dreams, and jotting down notes about his reactions. By writing in a notebook, he could identify which thoughts and memories brought him happiness. Interestingly, many of these were linked to his childhood moments of solitude. Jung encouraged his patients to practice this kind of daydreaming. He recommended adopting solitude, revisiting thoughts that brought joy, and reconnecting with the safe alone time experienced in childhood. Although we can't alter our childhood experiences, we can cultivate solitude and share the positive effects of safe and alone time with others. Advantages of giving children alone time. Many of us cherish memories of being alone during childhood, yet we often overlook its significance for our kids. In today's society, parents typically warn children about the dangers of solitude, preventing them from experiencing its valuable lessons. It's crucial, however, to provide a safe environment where children can spend time on their own. Experts Anthony Storr and Richard Louv offer guidance on creating such spaces. Even infants can engage their imagination without constant interaction. Simply holding them allows them to explore their surroundings safely. This early exposure to solitude is beneficial for children's development. Allow toddlers to have time alone. Let them play outdoors in parks or even in the woods while you keep watch. You'll be surprised at how creative and calm they can be in these settings. When reading stories, avoid being overly protective. Let children enjoy tales where kids face challenges on their own. Many parents shield their kids from scary stories, but children often enjoy a bit of fear. Traditional fairy tales, like the Snow Queen, have been shared for generations and feature young heroes overcoming hardships solo. These stories teach children that they have inner strength even when they're alone. Remember, everyone is different in how much time alone they need. Determine your need for alone time. Figuring out how much alone time a person requires isn't as simple as asking if they're shy or outgoing. The divide between introverts and extroverts is tricky because people respond differently depending on the situation. For example, asking someone if they like parties won't definitively label them as introverted or extroverted because their answer could vary based on the type of party and who else is attending. Another factor to consider is that these categories are influenced by culture. In Japan, for instance, introversion is respected, whereas in the United States, extroversion is highly prized. Asking personality questions in these different cultural contexts would likely yield contrasting responses due to what's considered socially acceptable behavior. Personal preferences for solitude. Each person is unique with their own set of characteristics and needs, including how much time they prefer alone. There's no strict psychological theory governing this, it's about what feels right for you. Just as we value individuality in other aspects of life, the same applies to how much solitude we desire. No one tells you what to wear, and similarly, no one should dictate how much alone time you should have. It's natural for people to have varying needs for solitude based on their circumstances. As you learn more about yourself, you'll better understand your requirements for alone time. Regardless of your preference, it's important to respect others' choices regarding their solitude and not impose our views on them. Key points. 1. Spending time alone helps you understand your true self and values. 2. Solitude boosts creativity by allowing for deep thinking and reflection. 3. Nature provides a peaceful space for self-discovery and connection with the world. 4. Choosing solitude improves mental and physical well-being over time. 5. Overcoming the fear of being alone leads to greater personal growth and happiness. 6. Everyone has different needs for alone time. Respect your own and others' preferences. 7. Giving children alone time promotes creativity, confidence, and inner strength.